Well, it's really lovely to be together again this morning, whether it's raining or windy or whether it's fine. Let's enjoy each other's company as we come before God on this day, which is the third Sunday of Epiphany, and also, as I've just said, the feast of the conversion of St. Paul. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you and also with you. O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths shall proclaim your praise. God of all that is good, we've all taken different routes to get here. We all have different stories to tell. We all carry different burdens. Different people in our hearts. We all have different needs and face different challenges. But together we come to you to be inspired by your word, to sing our songs of praise, to move beyond our limitations, to grow in the likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen. The night has passed. And the day lies open before us. Let us pray with one heart and mind. As we rejoice in the gift of this new day, so may the light of your presence, O God, set our hearts on fire with love for you, now and forever. Amen. Faithful God, your light moves outwards from you, through us, to the world. Thank you for trusting us with the ministry of sharing your light and love. Forgive us when we try to keep it to ourselves, when we are selfish, complacent, and inward-looking. Help us to move outwards so that we can make a difference and bring your light to everyone. Amen. Restorative God, your forgiveness enables us to move away from sin to service. Your faithfulness enables us to move forwards and not to lose heart. Your generosity inspires us to move outwards and invite all. Amen. And now Helen has our Old Testament reading.
Yes, our first reading is taken from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 4. Nevertheless, there will be no more gloom for those who were in distress. In the past, he humbled the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, but in the future, he will honor Galilee of the nations by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. You have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice when dividing the plunder. For as in the day of Midian's defeat, you have shattered the yoke of that burdened them, the bar across their shoulders, the rod of their oppressor. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
And we turn now to our psalm, Psalm 27. Please say the words in bold. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked advance against me to devour me, it is my enemies and my foes who will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high upon a rock. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his sacred tent I will sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, God, my Saviour. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Teach me your way, Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppressors. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, spouting malicious accusations. I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. And Helen has got our next two readings for us, the Epistle followed by the Gospel.
The epistle comes from 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, verses 10 to 18. I appeal to you, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and that there is no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. My brothers and sisters come from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels among you. What I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another, I follow Apollos. Another, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. Is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Were you baptized in the name of Paul? I thank God that I did not baptize any of you except Crispus and Gaius, so no one can say that you were baptized in my name. Yes, I also baptized the household of Stephanas. Beyond that, I don't remember if I baptized anyone else. For Christ did not send me to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom and eloquence, lest the cross of Christ be emptied of its power. For the message of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The second reading comes from Matthew 4, verses 12 to 23. When Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he withdrew to Galilee. Leaving Nazareth, he went and lived in Capernaum, which was by the lake in the area of Zebulun and Naphtali, to fulfill what was said through the prophet Isaiah. Land of Zebulun and land of Naphtali, by the way of sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people living in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned. From that time on, Jesus began to preach, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As Jesus was walking beside the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon called Peter, and his brother Andrew. They were casting a net into the lake, for they were fishermen. "Come, follow me," Jesus said, "and I will send you out to fish for people." At once they left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, preparing their nets. Jesus called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, and healing every disease and sickness among the people. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Well, it's all happening today on this third Sunday of Epiphany, on a day when we celebrate the conversion of St. Paul on the road to Damascus. I know, Paul can be a bit like Marmite. You love him or hate him, or you're completely baffled by him. But today it's worth remembering that the earliest texts of the New Testament are not the Gospels, but they are Paul's letters. And our New Testament reading from 1 Corinthians was written no more than 30 years after Jesus' death and resurrection. These early letters shed light on the often dysfunctional life of the early church and the part Paul played in bringing the good news to the whole world, especially to that first generation of Christians. Shedding light on things hidden in the darkness is a recurring theme for us at this time of year, whether in church or on the telly. Friday saw the finale of the popular programme The Traitors. Now everyone in the castle knows who were faithful and who all the traitors were. They have been revealed. The people who had been stumbling around in the darkness in Scotland, unable to work out who was who, which players were being played, and what on earth was really going on, are now basking in the light of the end of the game. The Traitors is very much a game of walking around in dark confusion, unable to see, and eventually moving into the light of revelation. Watching people trying to work something out is part of its appeal. It's been very enjoyable hearing the faithful's theories, some bang on and others wildly wrong. It's also been a lot of fun watching the traitors plotting their next moves in the tower, then wondering if they're going to get away with their dark plans. Of course, darkness to light is a theme that is repeated again and again in lots of different ways on film, in books, television shows, and even computer games. And in many ways, it is the central story of the Bible. The death and resurrection of Jesus is the ultimate darkness to light story. The powerful victory of resurrection, a moment when the forces of darkness were truly conquered, is at the center of our faith. As Christians, we are people who, as Isaiah says in chapter 9, we have seen a great light. And this great light of Jesus gives us hope, purpose, and a future. In many ways, our gospel tells us of some ordinary fishermen who see a great light in the person of Jesus and respond to him and follow him for the rest of their lives, just as Paul did so many years later. Jesus approaches two sets of fishermen by the Sea of Galilee and says to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately, Matthew's gospel tells us the men left their boats and followed Jesus. Gospel stories are challenging to grasp, even at the best of times. But what strikes me now as I think about Jesus calling Simon, Andrew, James, and John to follow him is how familiar and close to home his call actually was. Jesus did not invite them to abandon who they were. He invited them to become their most authentic God-ordained selves. He invited them to live into the fullness of living as God had created them to be. By which I mean, Jesus' invitation to his first disciples was specific and particular, rooted in the language, the culture, and the calling those fishermen knew best. What metaphor would make more sense to four fishermen than a metaphor of fishing for people? Simon and Andrew would have understood the nuances of that metaphor in ways I never will. James and John knew from years of hard-won experience what depths of patience, resilience, intuition, and artistry professional fishing require. These men knew the tools of the trade, the limitations of their bodies, and the potential dangers those limitations posed, and the life and death importance of timing, humility, and discretion. Most of all, they knew the water. They knew how to respect it, how to listen to it, and how to bring forth its best in due time. When Jesus called these fishermen to follow him, they understood the call, not a directive to leave their experience and intelligence behind, but to bring the best of themselves, to become even more fully and freely themselves, to be fully alive. In other words, if we're going to follow Jesus at all, we'll do it in the uniqueness of the lives, communities, cultures, families, and callings we find ourselves in. We'll have to trust that God honours and prizes and loves our intellects, our memories, our backgrounds, our educations, our skills, and that He will and is able to multiply, shape, and bring to fruition everything we offer up to Him in faith from the daily, ordinary stuff of our lives. I will make you, Jesus tells the fishermen. I will take, I will cultivate, I will deepen, I will magnify, I will perfect the people God created you to be. I don't mean to suggest that discipleship won't at times require sacrifice or change or risk. It will. But I believe God is gentler with us than we are with ourselves. Surrender to Jesus isn't only about giving things up and letting things go. It is about resurrection. It's about abundant and authentic life. When Jesus promises to make us, it's a commitment to nurture us, not a threat to sever us from all we love. It's a promise that when we dare to let go, the things we relinquish might be returned to us anew, enlivened in ways we couldn't have imagined on our own. Most importantly, it is a promise from God to us, not from us to God. As Barbara Brown Taylor so aptly puts it, she is one of my favourite theologians, the story of this gospel is a miracle story. Jesus calls, and the four fishermen immediately follow. No hesitation, no question asked. Is this because they're men of superhuman courage or prophetic foreknowledge? Of course not. These are the same guys who later in the Gospels doubt, deny, and abandon Jesus. They're as fallible and as ordinary as the rest of us. No, they immediately follow Jesus because Jesus makes it possible for them to do so. This is not a story about us, Taylor writes. It's a story about God and about God's ability not only to call us, but also to create us as people who are able to follow. Able to follow because we cannot take our eyes off the one who calls us, because he interests us more than anything else in our lives. Because he seems to know what we hunger for, and because he seems to be the food we are looking for. We are not called to cajole, manipulate, trap, bully, or even persuade others to accept Jesus or join our religion. It is God alone who captures the imagination. God alone who makes the vision of his kingdom come alive in a person. All we can do is reflect the profound beauty of who Jesus Christ is, and the rest is up to God. In the end, Jesus' invitation is gospel or good news. If it's not good news, then it's not God. If it's not good news for everyone, then it's not God. The good news is light for the whole world. Jesus came to call people, fish for people, people who are caught in the nets of exploitation, corruption, poverty, war, exile, homelessness, violence, disease, climate change, racism, sexism, homophobia. The list goes on and on and on. What would count as good news for them? The four men immediately left their nets and followed Jesus. In time, they made the gospel their own, sharing its radical power with others. What is my good news? What is your good news? And how will we share it in the turbulent waters of this particular time and place? Follow me, says Jesus, and I will make you. I know that Jesus is trustworthy, and I know he will. Amen.
Amen.
And now Helen's going to lead us in our prayers.
Let us pray. Lord, in the same way that you choose to be with us, may we choose to take your message of love to our neighbours. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. We pray for the places of your world that are experiencing great darkness now, where there is war, unrest, confusion, repression. Shine your light particularly upon Ukraine, the Middle East, Venezuela, Greenland. We pray, illumine the way forward for a safer, fairer, peaceful world. Lord, in the same way that you choose to be with us, may we choose to take your message of love to our neighbours. Lord, we thank you for calling each of us to be your disciples. Lord, whatever we are feeling, help us to remember that each of us is known by you, precious and deeply loved, and each of us has a calling to follow your lead. Open our eyes to see how we can serve you in the places you have put us, our schools, our workplaces, our homes and families. Thank you that you know our strengths and our weaknesses, and still have a role for each of us to bring your kingdom closer. In the stillness now, show us one person or place that you particularly want us to share your love with this week. Lord, in the same way that you choose to be with us, may we choose to take your message of love to our neighbours. Lord, may your light dawn on those we know who are struggling, whether with physical pain, anxiety, fear, depression, or sadness. We particularly remember you, Steph, Jacques, Mary, Derek, Anne, Brenda, Roy, Margaret T, Elizabeth, Joy, Tony, Herbert, Brian, Alison, Margaret R, Nigel, Audrey, and Sharon, Rackenford School, Tiverton High School, and Tiverton Hospital. May we also remember the family and friends of those who have recently died. Eunice Oakes, Rosemary Dart, and anybody else known to you who you particularly want to pray for this morning. Lord, increase their joy in miraculous ways this week. Touch them with your compassion and your tenderness. May they find you in new ways. Give us the grace to serve them, knowing that in doing so we are serving you. Lord, in the same way that you choose to be with us, may we choose to take your message of love to our neighbours. Lord, we pray for those we know who have not yet responded to, who have yet to respond to your call. Surprise them with your closeness this week. Help us not to miss the opportunities to lead them towards you. Give us a word, a moment, a chat over coffee. Help us to be willing to step out of our routines and comfort zones to tell others about you. Make us interruptible, we pray. And in the quiet now, we thank you for those who led us to you. Thank you, Lord, for their witness. Lord, in the same way that you choose to be with us, may we choose to take your message of love to our neighbours. Lord, as we go from here, may we be cleansed, refreshed, and challenged by all that we have heard and done today. Send us out to be your light bearers. Enrich us with your word and go before us in your glory as it illumines our path. May we return next week filled with a deeper insight of you that we can share with others. Amen.
And the collect for the day. God of all mercy, your Son proclaimed good news to the poor, release to the captives, and freedom to the oppressed. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit, and set all your people free to praise you in Christ our Lord. Amen. As our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and for ever. Amen. Christ, the Son of God, perfect in you the image of his glory, and gladden your hearts with the good news of his kingdom, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be among us and remain with us, and those we love and pray for, today and always. Amen. God of light, keep us faithful as light bearers. Help us to keep our focus on you and then outwards to others. Be with us as we move outwards beyond our comfort zone. Help us, like the fishermen, to leave behind the familiar and safe and move into your light with freedom and joy. Amen. Thank you, Helen. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
I don't know whether anyone had any thoughts about what I said at the end of last week about us praying during the week.
I think it's a good idea.
Shall we? Would Wednesday be a good day? And then I know different times would suit different people. Some people might want to pray first thing, some people last thing, some people in the middle. But
sounds good.
We could write other prayers, but actually, I was looking at the prayers for this week. If you're stuck for things to pray for, I think those prayers that we have on our order of service would be very good to pray
indeed
during the week.
Yes.
So whether you want to light a candle or, you know, whatever time, I'm not going to say let's do it between 6 and 7 because that may not suit everybody. But if we try to do that on a Wednesday,
I think that's a lovely idea.
That would be a great thing. I went to see Hamlet at the Tivoli because it was being live streamed. And from the National, it was very good. But that, I mean, there are so many quotes, aren't there, in Hamlet that you think, golly, do we utter a sentence without quoting Hamlet? But you know, that one, madness in great ones must not unwatched go. I thought, well, that's true for the moment, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Absolutely true. Anyway.
Indeed.
God bless you, my fellow light bearers.
And you.
And you. God bless you.
We've got
you
a
all.
Picture of like Star Wars. We need a lightsaber each. And off we go.
Is Dad in Tiverton?
Sorry?
I was just asking Jackie if Dad's in Tiverton.
He is at the moment, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh.
He's in Tiverton. Well, lots of love, everybody.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Alan. Thanks, Alan.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye.